Things get broken at home like they were pushed by an invisible, deliberate smasher. It's not my hands or yours. It wasn't the girls with their hard fingernails or the motion of the planet. It wasn't anything or anybody. It wasn't the wind. It wasn't the orange-colored noontime or night over the earth. It wasn't even the nose or the elbow or the hips getting bigger. Or the ankle, or the air. The plate broke, the lamp fell. All the flower pots tumbled over one by one. That pot, which overflowed, was scarlet in the middle of October. It got tired from all the violets, and another one, empty one, rolled round and round and round all through winter until it was only the powder of a flower pot, a broken memory. Shining dust, and that clock whose sound was the voice of our lives, the secret thread of our weeks, which released one by one so many hours for honey and silence, for so many births and jobs. That clock also fell, and its delicate blue guts vibrated among the broken glass, its wide heart unsprung. Life goes on grinding up glass, wearing out clothes, making fragments, breaking down forms, and what lasts through time is like an island on a ship in the sea, perishable, surrounded by dangerous fragility, by merciless waters and threats. Let's put all our treasures together, the clocks, plates, cups cracked by the cold, into a sack. And carry them to the sea, and let our possessions sink into one alarming breaker that sounds like a river. May whatever breaks be reconstructed by the sea with the long labor of its tides. So many useless things, which nobody broke, but which got broken anyway.